Listening in around the world. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from Indiana, USA. Good to be back with you on this Friday night. What's wrong with us, folks? We should be out dancing and kicking up our heels. Well, is that old song, Friday night and I ain't got no money, have anything to do with it? It certainly does here at our home with my wife Angie and me, but no place I'd rather be than with you folks tonight anyway. So it's good to be back with you folks. This is that old cop Jack McLam, retired. And, just working too hard in my retirement. Like to go out and do some fishing, some shooting and so forth. Speaking of shooting, we did make that shoot today. We took my wife's brother out. He's been wanting to buy a firearm. And he's never had one before. So Angie, who has a firearm of her own, several, matter of fact, her sniper rifle and then a nice .38, and me took her brother out, and we had a pretty good time. It was too cold, and after a couple hours, our feet were cold and our hands were cold, and we had to call it a day, but it was a good time. It had been months and months and months since my bride and I had been out shooting. And we love to do that. It's a lot of fun, and it keeps your trigger finger exercised, you might say. So anyway, that was nice. We've been pushing it and pushing it and pushing it for months and months and months due to her cancer treatment, and haven't done anything really other than to take her to treatment and to try to get through the days and me do my volunteer work for our two police and military associations, and my bride usually go in and lay down because she was tired or exhausted from the going to the treatments and all. And so today was a nice break. You know, several days ago, I think it was Tuesday, was her last radiation treatment. And so this week we decided to try to do something a little different. And her brother asking about what kind of a weapon to buy. He's never had a firearm before. That gave us that opportunity. So we had a good couple hours together. And it was refreshing. But here we're back at work again and have some things to talk to you about tonight, folks, on the Officer Jack McLam program. So stay with us here. We'll be back right after these important messages.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, and getting right into the news, I want to ask, make a request of you, because our two police and military associations have just received a request, and we don't have any information on this particular subject, but perhaps some of our listeners do. I know we have listeners up in the northwest part of the United States. This happens to be involving Oregon. And so let me just throw it out there, and if anybody has any knowledge about this, let us know. It is alleged that there is a good police chief who needs assistance at Gold Hill, Oregon. Gold Hill, that is, Oregon. And here's what it says. And this was sent over to us by Spiker, a former military man that's been a good friend for a long time. It says here, this came out in the U.S. Observer publication, and it's written by the staff of the U.S. Observer. And it says here, oftentimes the U.S. Observer finds itself pitted against corrupt police officials who try to bully the system with their power. Recently, we have found a small police agency in Gold Hill, Oregon, that shines and should be commended for the outstanding quality of enforcement and commitment they have shown. Gold Hill Police Chief Dean Machow has exemplified what a community service officer should be by completely rebuilding his police station through donations that he sought and work that he, his officers, and other individuals did, all donating their time to the project, saving the city thousands of dollars. Chief Machow and other officers also took their dilapidated squad car fleet and secured donated parts and work to get their vehicles running again. Now, as I said, we're not aware of this police chief. But one thing that we read here between the lines is there's a possibility if Police Chief Machow does not have federal grants coming in, he may have this type of a problem. But most police chiefs are liberal socialists, and they are very willing to roll over and accept control by the federal government of their police agency by accepting large million-dollar grants, and sometimes multi-million-dollar grants. It keeps their vehicles, their patrol vehicles, running very well, and they don't have dilapidated squad cars out there in the fleet. So if it is true, Chief Machow and the other officers have had these dilapidated squad cars and had to get donations and donated work to get their vehicles running again, this could be a sign that this could be one of the good guys. Okay, we just don't know. But here's what it says. But with all the hard work, and even with Chief Machow donating some of his own personal money to his department, he is being made out by several individuals with an agenda to be a money-grabbing official who is bent on issuing tickets to receive the revenue from the tickets. The funny thing, his department doesn't get even more than a pittance from the tickets, and the citations issued have all been warranted. But nonetheless, several Gold Hill City Council members, the Gold Hill judge, and one Medford, Oregon reporter have all aligned themselves to take down this top-notch police chief and his department. There are so few good officers of the law who truly serve and protect their citizenry that we must band together to protect them from time to time. Call, and I'm not going to give out the number of the city hall for you to call, and I'll tell you why in just a moment. But to end this report here, it says, let them know at the city hall that the police department should be supported. The more calls and emails, the better. The following stories listed in chronological order outline what is going on in Gold Hill. And there's several other articles there, I guess. But I wanted to ask our listeners out there, what do you know about this Gold Hill police chief and the police department? The reporter has some problems with the story here. For example, the U.S. Observer staff is truly taking the side of the chief. Might be good reasons for that. This police chief, Dean Machow, might be a good guy. We're not sure. But the reporter certainly steps out, the staff reporter here, and makes a statement in here that we know the reporter cannot know is true. And that is that he or she, the reporter, says that all the tickets that were issued by the department have been warranted. Now, how would the reporter know that? I know police officers and I know police chiefs that say, write anything that moves out there. We need the revenue. All right? But this staff member somehow knows that the funny thing, he says, the department doesn't get any more than a pittance from the tickets, and all the citations issued, tickets in other words, have been warranted. So he can't possibly know that because especially towards the end of the month is a very dangerous time for private citizens out there driving around their communities in the city, in the county, and in the towns, because towards the end of the month, the officers have to look at their quota, and there is a quota in almost every department we've ever heard of. They call it different names to trick the citizens sometimes. in Phoenix, Arizona, when asked, the police chief asked if we have a quota in the city of Phoenix, he could honestly say no. But he failed to mention that we renamed the quota system monthly recap. All right? So, in a sense, of course, he was lying. But Chief Ruben Ortega had no problem with lying, the snake that he was. But anyway, I'd like to know, our staff and our volunteer police and military would like to know, if you know anything about Gold Hill, Oregon Police Department or Chief Machau, Dean Machau. Before we go to his aid, we've got to be careful about that, because some of these guys, as I say, are very, very bad police chiefs, and they serve the federal government and roll over for anything the federal government wants to come in and do. And we're more than happy. Our two police and military association are very happy to help Police Chief Machau if he's one of the good guys. So that's just a question we'll throw out there. If anybody knows if Chief Machau is really the good guy, I do like the fact that there's a Gold Hill judge that's after him, and several civil city council members are after him, because most of the time the city council members are hardcore liberals, and judges, of course, are sold-out stooges for the government. And so he may very well be a good guy, but we don't want to have you calling the city hall and telling them to back off and retain this guy and support him if indeed he is not worthy of support. So, enough said about that. We also want to thank Bob Graham Sr. for sending this over to us. And once again, I would ask that you keep in mind that we're not sure that what I'm about to tell you is true or not. But because of what we know as police officers about the judiciary and the jury system being stacked quite often, matter of fact, especially against Christian patriots, if you're a patriot and you go in for a jury trial, the government usually stacks the jury against you. This could very well be true, but we don't know. But I want to share it with you because it is that kind of thing that we as law enforcement people and military people like to stick in the back of our brain and keep it in there until we find other things that will help document this particular case. Very interesting anyway. Now, I have a good friend, Doug Karpa, who's now out of prison after 10 years, who did catch a juror that was sent in by the government on his jury. And so that fits right in with this, but I'll tell you about that after I share this article with you here. Bob Graham Sr. says, believe it or not, that is the question. He says, right after the Larkin Rose trial, I received a strange phone call. The caller did not identify himself except to say he was a juror on a tax resister's trial. Now, Larkin Rose's trial was a tax resister's trial. He told me not to question him, and then he began to speak. He proceeded to tell me that he was receiving a $100 check from the government every day for jury duty. Now, remember, folks, jury duty in this particular case is that he was to report every day at the courthouse and be in the jury pool. He'd not been selected for any jury yet. So he says that he's receiving a $100 check a day from the government every day to be in the jury pool. In other words, he had to report to the courthouse every morning in the jury pool. If selected, his pay was doubled from $100 a day to $200 a day to serve on the jury. The guilty verdict was mandatory, and if it was a mandatory guilty verdict, then he would get a $2,000 bonus. I'll be right back and we'll finish up this report. But it certainly fits in with some of the things we know about with the government tampering with juries over many, many years. Be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks, and I want to get back into this letter from our brother Bob Graham Jr., or Senior, rather, I mean. And by the way, he runs this Supreme Law Firm, which is a network on the web, which is very interesting and very informative. This man is no slouch, this Bob Graham Sr. We read his work at our two police military associations, and he knows a lot about the law and does a lot to help people understand the law and the court system and so forth. But back to his report here, he gets this phone call, and a stranger says, "Don't ask me any questions. I just want you to know that I'm getting paid $100 a day to go down and sit in the jury pool. And if I'm selected, I get $200 a day for this particular tax resisters trial. And then if a guilty verdict comes in, then I get a $2,000 bonus." Okay, now, Bob Graham says to him, he says, "Your tale is very hard to believe." He then proceeded to say that there were many in this government jury program made up of ex-agents. So is this man saying he's an ex-agent? We don't know because he doesn't say, but he's talking and Bob Graham is listening. So he says, "We were each given a book of questions and an opening guide for when we were in the deliberation room after the trial, and such as how to act in the beginning and also right to the end of the deliberations. He stated that he was to be very polite and quiet and nice to the person on trial, so that when he was going to, for the close, in other words, the vote for a conviction, which he's got to vote for if he wants to get his $2,000 bonus, he could say this. He could say, and I quote, and this was in his book, his nice little book that they gave him to read from and to study. He's supposed to say, well, I wanted to believe, I really did, but the plaintiff never told us why they did what they did. It seems like they did not care how the government was going to pay their bills, unquote. Interesting, huh? They're supposed to act like they care about the person on trial. Oh, we really wanted to believe him, but he never told us how he figured the government was going to pay his bills if he didn't pay his taxes. And the next one is, we really have to be concerned with the answer to this question. In other words, how's the government going to pay their bills if we have these tax resisters around? Now, you really did not know who the other members getting $100 a day or $200 a day in the group in that particular trial until, he says, they started to ask questions in the jury room from their manual, okay? The other guys and gals that are getting paid $200 a day, I guess, has the same manual he has that he's supposed to ask questions from and to guide themselves with. And they're asking the same exact questions that are in his manual. He says in this trial, there were at least three members of the trial group that was getting the $200 a day. They all agreed to this out of their manual. And I quote, if I have to pay taxes, so does everyone else. That's one of the quotes. And then another quote is, what would you do with the money if you did not pay taxes? Okay, when I ask him, and this is Bob Graham again, he says, when I ask him, why are you telling me this information now? And he responded, I read your blog. I am disgusted with the federal government, and I really want out of this job, but I'm afraid. I don't think the government can afford to have a former employee, though evidently he's a former agent himself, telling America what they're doing. I am calling you so you could quite possibly interview the other jurors and see to it, or see it, if you could put together a group of people who would testify about this. I don't trust the courts, the prosecutor, and the court media. Very wise person that's receiving his $200 a day for him not to trust the courts and the prosecutor and the court media, I would say. Then he says here, Bob Graham asked him this final question. He says, then I asked him if he would be willing to talk to an outside reporter who I personally knew was honest. He hung up on me. Now, Bob Graham says this, now you've heard what I heard. Can you believe it? It makes sense to me, for how else can the government get these 12-0 guilty verdicts against these tax resisters? Interesting, isn't it, folks? Well, I read this to you because we actually published an entire police and military publication, Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on Constitutional Issues, on the, what's the right term? Totally controlled jury system. For certain people, if you're a tax protester, if you're a Jack McLam or a John Stadtmiller or Paul or many other people, and we go before a jury, the government, we know, comes in and stacks the jury. And they also have about 15 other methods for controlling the jury outcome without the jurors knowing about it. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using right-frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. And just let me say that our police and military association has spent years and years gathering information, especially from officers who have attended just literally hundreds of trials. Because, as you know, police officers arrest people, many times actually bad guys, and book them, and then they have to go to trial and testify and so forth. And so it is our police officers that know of the evils between the prosecutor and the judge, both government agents, as they will twist and turn the evidence, will deny witnesses, and actually manipulate the jury members without them knowing they're being manipulated. They will manufacture evidence, they'll destroy evidence, photographs and all, and say, oops, we lost the photographs, or oh, the camera didn't work, so we don't have photographs. And they railroad people into prison all the time. So this is something to bear in mind for us who have witnessed this so often, that this could very well be accurate, what our brother Bob Graham. difficulty there. Poltergeist in the lines, I guess. So I'm back with you, and as I was saying, when the lines kind of cut off there, that yes, these things have happened for years and years and years because you have a government agent in a black dress and you have a prosecutor both getting their paycheck from the same federal or state or local political system. And if you have a high-profile person or even just a patriot that is standing up, speaking out against the system, as we're all required to, if it's an ungodly system and they're doing evil, they're doing criminal activity or immoral acts, we're supposed to stand up and speak out. But you will get hammered this way many, many times. They will stack a jury, or they will deny witnesses, deny you putting in certain evidence that will prove you're innocent and so forth. So, folks, what I was asking, if you have any type of a occurrence like this in your own life, or if you have friends and relatives that have experiences with this type of a system, we'd like you to call in tonight, especially if you know something about somebody being paid, former government agents being paid to sit in jury pools at $100 a day, and then if they get on the jury, $200 a day, anything like that, please call in tonight on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I say this because I know somebody who's a very good friend of mine, Douglas Carpa, who I've talked to you about on this program before, was a real threat to the international crime families that control our nation. And he was so intelligent, he would design programs to undercut the controls of these international crime families over the citizens in our communities across America. And they sent him to prison. They trumped up charges against him. They stacked the jury. And he caught in his third trial. He spent 10 years in jail, and he's finally out now. After 10 years, his wonderful wife stood beside him because she knew he was railroaded into prison. His son and family stood behind him. And, of course, our police and military association stood with him, too, because we knew he'd been railroaded into prison. But in his third trial they brought against him, he actually caught juror number six was an agent for the federal government who was a criminal who was put on the jury who was working off some criminal charges himself if he would just testify guilty in this trial. And so we don't know how many others were on there that were stacked on the jury, but number six was caught. And so our friend Doug Carpa is suing the judge and suing the prosecutor and the federal government, everybody, for this very corrupt action. And so we'll see where that goes. But call in if you'd like to on 800-313-9443. Now let's go to Paul in Austin. Paul, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hey, y'all. Brother, how you doing, sir?
Doing fine, Paul.
Well, I don't know if you remember. I called your secretary the other day, and she gave me your number. I forget which state you're in with your wife there.
Yes, Indiana.
Indiana. Well, I heard about your situation, and my prayers are with you and your wife.
Thank you.
Well, sir, for over the years, I'm a former Marine and was in the first Gulf War. And for 10 years now, I've been studying this New World Order situation, listening to people like you and Alex and Jack Blood. And I'd like to say, you know, out of all the information I hear, you dealing with the military and the police, I think, is so important and such a crucial voice that the masses of people tend to give credibility to. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yes, that's true, Paul. They do give credibility to the military and police, and many times too much credibility.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, what I was wanting to suggest, and again, I'm 37 years old. I run a martial arts school, and day in and day out, I try to think of ways to make a difference and turn this thing around a little bit. I would love to see, when I hear somebody like Ray McGovern or one of these former military or former CIA, it is such a powerful voice coming from them. Is there talks, or would it be possible to form like a coalition of these people, whether it be 7 or 10 or however many, what they do with that coalition, I don't necessarily know at this point, but I would love, I think it would be such a powerful, if one of their voices is so powerful, how it would be with a coalition of these voices. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Well, you know, these gatherings together have worked for us in the past on short details. Like in 1987, I put out a call through our Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter to all police officers that could go to Arkansas with us when the old criminal gangster Clinton was head of Arkansas. He's the governor of Arkansas. To reinvestigate the death, which we figured was an execution of Sheriff Dean Matthews, a man named Gordon Call. Turned out I got 12 guys to say they would go. One happened to be U.S. Marshal Bud Warren from North Dakota, where Gordon Call had fled from.
Right.
And we went down there and did a unofficial reinvestigation at the crime scene and figured out that the sheriff was executed by the SWAT teams probably on scene. We had the trajectory of the bullet and where it came from and everything, and there was a SWAT team member, sniper, up on a hill. And Gordon Call was executed. There was a gun put to the back of his head, and he was executed and fell dead on the floor and never fired any bullets. And yet the government's report was that Gordon Call had killed Sheriff Dean Matthews, and Sheriff Dean Matthews had killed Gordon Call, which both of them were shot from the back. And so we knew, Paul, that that didn't happen. So on several occasions, we formulated and brought together a group of professionals that went out and did a task.
Right.
But we've had no success at getting a group together to work together constantly towards these ends. And it doesn't mean it can't be done, Paul.
Right.
It's just that on the occasions that we've talked about this, we haven't gotten it done.
Right.
It may just be that we're not good at getting it done or whatever, but so far there's no such group that I know of. And it's still a good idea, Paul, but
yeah,
I'm not sure how to go about making it work.
Yes, sir. And I agree with you, and I know it's, like we said, through email and through things on the phone. You're, I think, an important man. People that, like, for instance, if I was to try to call and tell these gentlemen or whoever it is this idea, it would be a lot different if it was coming from somebody like you or Alex or somebody that like that. So again, I just think and I try to think in a special forces type of way. You know what I mean? Something like that can affect change that's not so hard to bring together, and hopefully that whoever we would contact or would be contacted could see the power in that coalition of sorts.
Well, I don't think it's impossible to do. It's just we work as volunteers about 14, sometimes 16 hours a day on trying to educate our police and soldiers, and we've always hoped that over these 25 years we've been doing this volunteer work as police and soldiers, that there would be others step forward and do these type of things, you know, and bring groups together like this. But it seems like other than one other publication that came out, Special Forces Underground, I don't know if you recall that name.
No, sir.
That a guy named Davidson, who was in the Special Forces, started putting out a publication about every 6 months talking about things like we talk about. But other than that, all these years, 25 years, of needing to have such a group, Paul, we've not had anybody step forward and help us do anything like that, which we would definitely be proud to do what we could to do it.
Right.
But who knows, maybe an old Marine like yourself, old Marine, you're only 37 years old, young Marine, maybe you can pray about it, and God will use you to help us do something like that, because I think it's a good idea, Paul.
Well, great. Well, sir, I don't know if you have other callers. I don't want to keep you on the line all day. I have your number there off the website, and I talked to your, I believe it was your secretary. I don't know who she is.
Uh-huh.
But I'm here in Austin, Texas, and, you know, like I said, I'm speechless about all this, but I just really want to try to do something. And so if I can, I'll do whatever, and I want to come at it. I'm nervous right now on the phone talking to you.
Quite all right. You're doing well, brother.
But I really want to come at this with reason, with wisdom, and from the point of love. And I think that this really could be something. So I'd like to talk to you about it in the future here.
Okay, Paul. Well, listen, too, I'd love to you, if you haven't met him already, there's a Marine that I call my favorite Marine in Little Rock, Drew Raines, who is one heck of a patriot. I mean, he's just a fantastic American hero, I call him. And you two need to talk, because you two are U.S. Marines. And he told me to never say former Marine. He jumps me on that because he says there's never a former Marine. You guys are still Marine. But you ought to know Drew Raines. He's a tremendous Christian patriot.
Well,
it sounds like, Paul, you guys have to network, you know?
Okay.
So, Paul, get a hold of me, and I'll give you Drew Raines' email.
Okay.
And see if you guys can't network, and give him your ideas, and I'll listen in, too. And my goodness, anything that would help, you know, perpetuate getting us back under God and our Constitution.
Yes, sir.
Especially in a nonviolent redress of our grievances, I'm all for. Now, may come the time, Paul, when we no longer will be able to do it nonviolently, but we all hope that day never comes.
Exactly. And you
right,
take the words right out of my mouth. You know, I'll say this in closing here. It's my hope and prayer, too, but if history repeats itself, like I've been taught, then there is bloodshed coming in this country. And if something doesn't happen now, if Congress doesn't do its constitutional job, I feel like we got their backs on the ropes right now. We can use this time, but the timing is crucial, as you know. And I hope it doesn't come to that either. But I'm prepared for it, and as much as one can be prepared for. But, you know, I'm willing to give my life for this. But it's in the pursuit of love and peace, and everything that the Constitution set it out to be.
Oh, certainly, brother. You and I see eye to eye on that. We want to be peacemakers, but we also don't want the scoundrels to run off with our kids and grandkids and make slaves out of them.
Yes,
you know?
Sir.
Okay, Paul. God bless you, brother. And
hey,
listen,
you too,
hey, contact me or Carol.
Okay.
Carol would be a good one, and she can give you Drew Raines' email.
Okay.
And you guys network, because you have the same spirit that many of us have, including your Marine Corps brother there, Drew Raines, okay?
I will, sir.
All right, brother.
Bless
Take
you,
care.
Brother.
Bye-bye, Paul.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay. Hey, great. I'll tell you what, folks. We've got a lot of absolutely great soldiers out there. Retired soldiers, former soldiers, and police officers, just like Paul. And it's a good idea, trying to get together. But I've not been able to pull it off in these 25 years. But then again, I've had many, many hours a day to work doing other things. So I haven't evidently been the right person to do it. Okay, let's go back to our phones here. Paul, who else is on the line? Tony in Austin. Tony, welcome to the program.
How you doing?
Doing well.
One of the things that I was noticed, I've been listening to your program for about the last couple of weeks, and especially tonight.
Yeah.
And the thing that concerns me is how much with this Patriot Act, people don't understand that when they push this Patriot Act, there's over, I think, 800 pages. Nobody really had time to read it.
That's right.
And the thing is that the officers don't know what the power behind this Patriot Act is. That could that should be even used against them.
Mm-hmm.
And their families. And the thing is,
yeah,
it's amazing.
It will be.
It's amazing how the military and the police are being, local law enforcement is being militarized. I mean, it's the same thing like you see in the Philippines, the National Police Force, Japan, Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a real scary thing.
It sure is, Tony. You're right.
And the thing is that the people all start objecting to, you know, well, this is not what the Constitution says, or this, you know, especially like Second Amendment rights when they're taking their weapons.
Yeah. Hey, Tony, we're up on a break. You want to hold over?
Sure.
Okay, hang on there, Tony. We'll be right back with you.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
To Tony in Austin. Tony, welcome back to the program. Please continue.
Well, that's the danger that we're running into, where there's not going to be a fine line between local law enforcement and the military. That's where we're headed to.
That's right. You're right,
and
Tony.
And you know, being an ex-peace officer, I know you've seen situations where the ones you knew that were guilty and you had a hard case with all the evidence, they walked and the innocent got fried.
That's right, yeah.
I have a case
before me right now, matter of fact, of a rapist being let off, and it's a horrible, horrible case. So, Tony, you're right. The good guys sometimes get fried, and the bad guys walk quite often. Yeah.
And that's what's happening. It's like, you know, they say the justice system is blind. I mean, it literally is. And the thing is like, you got cases even pending, like the situation that was the lady named from the Harris County area. Her name was last name was Briggs. She was sentenced to 12 years for supposedly her child died, 2-month-old child. But they suppressed a lot of the evidence that could have found her innocent.
Uh-huh.
So they suppressed a lot of that information, and she got a 12-year conviction. She's already served 5, and now she's supposed to be released because the Criminal Court of Appeals here in Texas has said no, this was she didn't have a proper defense, and a lot of information was suppressed by the prosecutor. So he's going to be coming out, and there's a lot of cases, and people don't realize this, that it's becoming a more frequent situation. And
absolutely.
The thing is, a lot of the officers, there's a lot of good officers out there that are trying to do a good job, but the problem is they're enforcing a lot of times things that they don't really know.
That's right. That's right.
And they're just going, well, you know, you've heard it before where they say when you would go into the squad room, and then, you know, before you go on patrol, you would say, okay, it's us against them. There's always that kind of attitude.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And
the government loves that attitude, doesn't it, Tony? They exacerbate that attitude.
When I was a rookie,
uh-huh.
I got into it. I really got into it. It was like, you know, you see everybody as a crook. You see everybody as they all lie.
Uh-huh.
Then as you become a seasoned veteran officer, you start realizing, well, you can't have a one law fits all. You've got to take it according to case-by-case basis. You can't lock up everybody because there won't be any room for the serious criminals. I mean, give you the example. Look what's happening here in Texas. What I don't understand, I've tried to ask state officials, state representatives, state senators, why are they letting out all these sex offenders and these pedophiles in these neighborhoods? Mm-hmm. And those cases are going skyrocket.
They sure are. Yeah.
And yet they've got some person, some man or woman that was busted for 3 ounces of marijuana like 20, 30 years ago, or a brick of marijuana, and they're still sitting in prison because the philosophy of the war on drugs.
Right.
We haven't been able to win the war on drugs, and I don't know if we're going to be able to win the war on terrorism because it's going to cost us 5 times more.
Yeah. Good points, Tony. We're at the end of the program. Tony, I'm so happy you called in tonight, and I hope you'll call back again. You make a lot of sense, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot. Hey, John in New York, Clinton in Wisconsin. Gee, I hope you'll think your thoughts and write them down and call me Monday, please. I'm sorry we weren't able to get to you tonight, John and Clinton. Well, folks, we're totally out of time. But once again, here's a former Marine called in. Whoops, I can't say former Marine. I'll be in trouble. A Marine called in and police officer called in. And my goodness, this tells you, folks, there's a lot of good soldiers and cops out there. But our audience already knows that, okay? Well, Lord bless all of you out there. Have a great weekend. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. Good night.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.